are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning with Ducks Unlimited, we've got George Vandell and Kyle Potter. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here. And actually pretty good timing, because with this weather coming in possibly, and sounds like a good chunk of snow, your banquet, which was planned for just a couple days, you decided we're going to play it safe.
Yeah, we saw the weather forecast, just like I hope everyone has, and we moved the date from this Thursday, the 23rd, to we're actually going to be having it March 2nd, which is next Thursday. So
yeah, that way we get all that snow, everybody can stay home and be safe, and that's what we want for sure. But you've got a lot of great things planned for the banquet.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of games. We always have a lot of raffles, a lot of guns to give away. It's just a good time. It's a family-friendly event. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be afraid to bring your kids. We've got a live auction, a silent auction, nice meal. We're going to have some pork loin sandwiches and corner grocery cookies. I think that was a special one of Kyle's there that we got ordered.
There you go.
It's always a good time. A lot of people you get to see. And again, we're postponing it 1 week, but it's the same location. It's the same times. Everything will pretty much be the same. Just delay it a week. Hopefully we won't have to delay it one more time because of the weather.
So. Yeah, fingers crossed there. Yes. You never know with old man winter for sure. And tell us a little bit about Ducks Unlimited for folks who may be not familiar with what it is that you do.
So Ducks Unlimited is one of the premier conservation organizations in the country. We do Ducks Unlimited does work in Mexico, the United States, and Canada, but they've had a lot of emphasis in the United States for conservation work. And what I'm saying by conservation work, we're trying to conserve wetlands for waterfowl, but we're also conserving wetlands for water quality, for drinking water, and water sources for people to drink, too. So we got to think outside the box on things like that, too, for folks. So when you come to our banquet for the low price of $45, you'll be getting a magazine and a membership, but you'll also be supporting an organization that does that work across North America.
And a lot of acres have been conserved so far, haven't there?
In fact, we just reached a milestone in South Dakota alone. Ducks Unlimited has preserved and protected 1 million acres in the state of South Dakota, just the state of South Dakota. To put that in perspective, if you look at Lake Oahe, that's 374,000 acres. So we've actually preserved more acres in South Dakota than almost three Lake Oahes.
Amazing.
Yeah, just to give that just kind of an impact.
Sure.
And they've been doing this since 1985. It's been a major effort and a major switch from their part due to some good science that showed that North and South Dakota were great at producing ducks, and it's paid off. We're actually fairly stable. Waterfowl populations are relatively high levels. Waterfowl regulations have been what they call in a liberal package for a long time, and so it's this hard work by everybody, including Ducks Unlimited, has paid off. We got good, strong waterfowl populations. Other wildlife populations, other bird populations, maybe not so much, but those that are dependent on grass and wetlands, particularly in the breed in the Dakotas, are actually doing quite well.
That is great to hear. A lot of hard work, a lot of work for a long time, but doing some really good things. And if folks want to kind of come out and ask questions, talk to folks, the banquet would be a perfect time to do that, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. So again, our banquet's Thursday, March 2nd, and it's $45 a single, $60 for a couple to show up. And we also encourage all ages, so youth $15 to attend. And what Ducks Unlimited has a program, a college scholarship program for youth to help pursue their career paths as well. So we have all sorts of fun in the evening. We got lots of games and raffles. Like as George said, we're going to be giving away between 12 to 14 guns, depending on the crowd, and it'll be a great evening.
Sounds good. So, folks, if they want to get tickets, can they get them ahead? Or, I would imagine also show up at the door.
Yes, just either Google Ducks Unlimited or go to www.ducks.org and then look for /membership. And is that right? Membership?
Yep.
And you can find us. It's real easy. I did it. I'm 73 years old. Okay. And it's real easy to do. You just find Peer, and the Peer Bank will pop up, and you can sign up for it and use a credit card and pay. Plus, if you go early and go online, you're eligible for an early drawing for a .22 rifle. So a little added incentive there.
Yeah.
So there, and if you don't want to do that, if you want to just come by at the door, we take people just walk-ins. It doesn't make any difference. We just want to see people there and come down and have a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be. So, again, it was originally scheduled for this Thursday, moved to next Thursday the 2nd. Want to let people know about that so that they can attend and not miss out. All right.
Yeah, look forward to it. Hopefully we won't have another postponement.
Yeah, fingers.
One is enough.
Yes, it definitely is. We're hoping that that is the case. Well, thank you, George and Kyle, for stopping in this morning, and I look forward to a good banquet.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely, our pleasure. So if you want to be part of the Peer Ducks Unlimited Banquet, remember it is moved to next Thursday, March the 2nd. Get your tickets and enjoy all they've got going on. That is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate.